I was reading in an article a couple weeks ago just about the miracle that is The Ringer. And it's one of these articles that's in Adweek, and they were primarily focusing on all the podcast stuff that Bill Simmons has created. And that there's a, my God, they got like 50 podcasts going on at The Ringer. But he was talking about, man, it's more than just a podcast site. I know there's a lot of buzz for that right now, and people are all talking about podcasts. But we are a true content machine. And if you look at a lot of the different articles, you know, whether it's good NBA coverage, whether it's NFL coverage, whether it's pop culture stuff, The Ringer has been killing it. And here we are getting ready to cross over the threshold into the back half of 2019. And KT, they have put together the 100 most important pop cultural happenings of the first 6 months of this year.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to get through all of this today. Maybe the back half of it we'll have to finish tomorrow. But let's start from the back at 100.
All right.
Because, yeah, we're two or three days away from July 1st already.
Man. Yeah.
And we'll be going to camp in a few weeks. 100 on their list of moments in pop culture is this. A very blue, very muscular, very horny genie played by Will Smith shows up in the Aladdin trailer. And there was like online overreaction when the genie showed up, but he looked just like Will Smith. It was so funny looking.
And I saw, who was it? There was some actor who was defending all that, and they were like, listen, if you know anything, this is before the CG has really rendered, before we've been able to really go into, like, when it's finally said and done, it's going to look way better than this. But it sucks that they had to come out and defend it, because it did look like, I don't know, it looked like a cross between Will Smith and Booger McFarland or something. Like, it was real bloated and big, and it didn't look muscular. It was very strange.
I don't even know, has Aladdin come out yet?
It has, and I talked to someone who said it's very fun, it's good. It's no Robin Williams in that role, but he was very good, you know. And they had to change up some of the things, you know, that the genie did in the animated version.
Because it's politically incorrect now?
No, just because, you know, it was a cartoon. And this was real. The Lion King is going to be awesome when that comes out. I can't wait for that.
I am looking forward to that.
Number 99, Adam Sandler's tribute to Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live, May 4th.
Should have been higher.
I mean, that's going to be a top 10 SNL moment of all time, probably.
Yeah. It was huge.
And I had seen it on his stand-up, but then seeing him do it on Saturday Night Live, it was just
emotional.
Yeah, very emotional. We're skipping around a little bit. 97, how about this? Linda Cardellini and Christina Applegate team up in Dead to Me on Netflix.
Okay, that's good, right?
You didn't watch this?
I still haven't watched it.
God.
Man, I watched the other stuff.
I mean, it's your biggest flaw is that you're behind on so much. I mean, the fact that you haven't seen Fargo Season 2... To this day is a problem.
Have you seen all the awesome stuff that I've seen?
But Dead to Me is great.
Did they kill people?
Dead to Me is awesome.
Spoiler?
Dead to Me is awesome. it's well done. Now, there were little holes in it. I mean, you got to stretch your imagination a little bit just to be willing to accept some of it. But it's really well done. Surprised me. Like, I needed a good show at that time, and it ended up being exactly what the doctor ordered.
You know how Ozark has plot holes in it?
No way.
Plot holes in my lawn.
You know what I'm talking about, though? Ozark, there's some things where you go, well, how did that happen?
No, I don't. I think it's all very realistic.
How did they get strung together real quick?
Like, Dead to Me had the
same type of thing, but it was just, like, more ritzy because the two women are the main character in a California suburbs.
What?
How, in Ozark, how'd they make that 94-year-old woman look so hot in that one scene where she was...
She was good-looking when she was younger.
No,
why is that hard to
believe? I'm talking about when she was taking it to the house. She was riding that Harley.
Taking it to the house.
That's the name of Ben's autobiography. Taking it to the house. The Ben Rogers story.
She was, though. They
You saw that,
yeah,
right?
I absolutely saw it. The angle didn't show me a hot 94-year-old woman.
Might be more my category than yours.
I liked when he goes, woman, that's good. And then she killed him.
Hey.
On Dead to Me.
I was going to watch that tonight.
On Dead to Me.
You and your wife need to watch Dead to Me.
Yeah.
Why? What is your resistance to that?
I've got
to
see. Let me see who's playing in the WNBA tonight.
Fargo Season 2 in Atlanta. You still haven't done that.
I'll get to it.
Number 96,
I'm watching it right now.
On the Ringer's list of top pop culture moments of 2019 so far, 96 is Snapchat's baby face filter.
Okay, that was huge.
It's very
funny. I'm Fartman on Snapchat.
Hold on, Gavin. I don't have Snapchat, but I saw that all over the damn place.
Stephen A. Smith.
That was really funny.
What was it?
It was like a new filter on Snapchat that would, one, you could make men women and women men.
Oh,
and then it
right.
changed. Yeah.
The baby face, though.
The big couple examples is when Shaq was on that Hot Wings show or whatever, and he's eating wings. He's making a baby face, though. Number 93, the trailer for the movie Yesterday, which is coming out, I think, tonight or tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And it's the story is basically, it's the guy who made Slumdog Millionaire. And the story is something happens and the whole world doesn't realize that the Beatles were a thing. But one guy does, and he steals their content.
Is that out yet?
I think it comes out tonight.
That
or tomorrow.
That's a TV show?
No, it's a movie.
Okay, yeah, because I saw a preview for that, and it looks awesome. Just the idea.
I think I know where the idea came from.
You wake up in a world, and the world doesn't know what the Beatles are, and you're like, seriously? No one knows the Beatles? And you're like, okay, I'm going to start releasing Beatles songs, and you become a megastar, but you know it's a fraud. But you're the only one in the world that knows it's a fraud. That's pretty incredible.
Here's where that idea came from. There's a Francis Ford Coppola movie in the early 80s called Peggy Sue Got Married. And it had two big stars at the time, Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage. And the premise of the movie, she's married her high school sweetheart, and he's a turd. He was the biggest thing in high school, but they get older, he's a turd, he's cheating on her, he's out of shape, he's fat. And she hits her head and goes back in time to when she's in high school and remembers everything in her life after what's going to happen. And her boyfriend, Nick Cage, wants to be a music star. And before she goes back in time, she gives him the lyrics to a Beatles song. And he's questioning the lyrics. He goes, I don't know about this yeah part. Maybe I love you, do. And so it's the whole concept of that. She was like, I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you a star. And he's too frickin' stupid to realize it. It's the exact concept of this movie. You wake up and you have access to the Beatles catalog, and no one has it.
So I can't wait to see it. That's going to be awesome.
I should watch that movie, Peggy Sue Got Married.
No, it's got Nick Cage in it. Dude.
Yeah, before he went crazy, though.
Watch Face Off. Number 87, the Phoenix Fire Department rescues 74-year-old lady.
Face.
But it didn't go as planned. Oh. It was when that helicopter came in and tried to pick up the lady.
Oh, man.
That was incredible. They basically killed that woman. She somehow lived, I think, right? But, I mean, it's like
dead now.
That stretcher was spinning faster than the helicopter propeller. How did they not have a plan for that?
It was so funny, but also you felt so much fear for her and what she was going through.
When they were circulating that, they assured us that she survived. But how did she survive?
Yeah.
How's she doing right
now? Oh, my God. She's dizzy.
Number 74. The 20th anniversary of The Sopranos and the rebirth of people talking about The Sopranos. Guys, last night I turned on episode 1.
Oh, how'd you like
it? Of The Sopranos.
Oh, really?
About 10 minutes, I fell asleep on my couch.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
The cool thing about all The Sopranos
He does run over a guy in the pilot.
The first season's incredible. The really interesting thing, though, about what started all this is that homie's son is going to play young him in the Sopranos movie.
They don't need to make a movie.
David Chase is making it.
Listen, it's hard for
prequel.
Me. I think you like taking shots at things that are old. I think it's your nature.
Nah.
But also, you like so many things with animals, with talking roles in movies and shows. It's hard for me to take that criticism.
That dog's always talking in The Sopranos.
It's hard for me to take your criticism seriously.
You're thinking of Family Guy.
Oh. It wasn't a criticism. It's just the fact that I was tired and fell asleep.
Stick with it. It's great.
Having a disease that... having a disease like I have in which it's very difficult to get the pills that you need to survive.
Yes.
From the insurance companies.
It's a bit of
a problem.
Have we got that sorted out?
Oh, man. I miss CBS.
Are we still not in a situation... Can you get the medication you need?
Oh, no.
No?
In fact, one guy said your best bet would be to try to get your hands on some Adderall. He goes, I can't give it to you, but that's your best bet. So if anyone has any illegal drugs they'd like to give me, I'm all for it. Number 61, The Lonely Island inexplicably releases an extended visual poem about Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire.
My dealer listens to the show.
I can't even begin to describe how awesome that is. I'm so glad you pointed that out. It's so random. I mean, it is the ultimate in random. Like,
who is sitting there thinking, we need to do a bit on Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire. Let's go around in A's jerseys and hit on chicks and make music videos. Just it's such a random thing to do. It just makes it incredible.
I never got around to watching it. What should I do?
I can't believe that.
No, what should I do first? Should I start Dead to Me or watch that?
It's 25 minutes.
I don't think you'd like Dead to Me. I think it's a little too perky for you.
I think he'd like it, like if, with his wife, though.
She would like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a show made for women. I'm not going to lie to you about that.
I agree.
But it's still very good.
I watch Big Little Lies. That's a show for women.
Sure is, and that show's very good as well.
It is for
Although
women.
Although their best character on that show is Adam Scott.
Is he?
Yeah. But, dude, the Lonely Island thing also produced the catchiest song of the year. Sorry, Old Town Road, or anything that's really coming out in the next half of the year. The catchiest song of the year is Parking Lot of an IHOP. Okay? And the chorus is Shake Four Halves of Butt. There's two guys. Shake four halves of butt. Because your butt is two. Because there's the butt cheeks.
Right, there's two. There's
so there's
one,
four
there's
total.
Four halves.
So four halves of your butt.
So shake, you shake two butts. Four
but shake
butt
four halves of
yep,
butt.
Yep.
Number 60 on the list of pop culture moments of 2019 so far from The Ringer.
I don't think we're going to get number one.
The engagement of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez.
I didn't know that happened.
Did you guys see them working out at the Star?
Yes. Yes, they were at the Star working out. She was wearing white tights.
Yeah. You know what my takeaway from all that was, aside from her being awesome?
Him
what?
Traveling with her?
Is that it kind of seems like a beating to want to work out that hard into your late 40s.
What do you mean?
Well, they she were like working like out 20. Hard, and I was like, God, you guys, why aren't you?
Do you know how much money she makes from working out that hard and looking like that?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
See, I pay to work out. So.
And
you know, you pay for it.
Right. And and the guy she's married to now, I didn't realize they were engaged, but he's all about working out.
Yeah.
And, dude, he can't let her out of his sight.
Someone wrote an article, and it was like, here's the secret. It's like, I forget, the headline was very clickbait, but it was A-Rod and J-Lo's secret to living a fulfilling life or whatever. And I was like, wait, is it cheating and getting away with it?
Or was it that picture of him on the toilet?
I don't remember that.
That should have been on that list of 100.
Yeah, it might
be. It might be. He had a neighbor take a picture of him taking a dump.
You know, I didn't think that got enough play.
Feels like it got the right amount.
Number 55, the satisfying full circle ending of the TV show Veep that you guys haven't seen.
Missed it.
Guys, come on.
I missed all 10 seasons.
I need you to get in on some of this stuff.
It.
Someone texted me today and said, hey, I just started Veep. I was like, all right. Oh, Stephen Ray Rodriguez. So I just started Veep. Number 50, and we'll cut it off here, season 2 of Barry.
Ooh, so good.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent.
Got a chance to be better than Veep.
I mean, Veep's not even really on the radar.
Oh, it's over now.
So
I wouldn't be surprised.
Neither is Sopranos because it's been over for 20 years.
Oh, they're making a movie, dude. I wouldn't be surprised if they just did one more season of Barry. That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
I think they got four in the can.
It'd be great.